kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, Mr. Andy Merriweather. What's up, man?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. How are you doing over there? All good?
No complaints or whatever. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm excited for today's game. What about you?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I believe I would suck at this particular game that you put together. It's not in my wheelhouse, I would say. And it was probably the hardest show for me to put together as the musician. I don't know how you found it, doing the actual curating that you do. But yeah, for sitting at the piano and working out these tracks, I think it's my hardest week, which I've claimed a few times, but I believe myself this time. And
previously, yeah, you were, yeah, not 100%.
A little bit of hyperbole. Yeah, show 172. I can't quite believe it, to be honest. And with the scornaments and the fan shows, the stuff that doesn't get like numbered like that, we're dangerously close to that 200, I think.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would say, yeah, 190-ish would be my guess. 192, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I think we cut and run at 199, just completely disappear off the webs. yeah, no, it's amazing. You see that number and you're like, it's incredible. And one of the guests, pre-100, one of our guests today, the last time they were on, which is crazy as well, considering they're...
Yeah, it's been...
A while.
Been a decent amount of time. We're excited to have both of them back.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we've been highlighting things that the people have been nice enough to leave comments on our Discord or on YouTube. And now we're going to throw a little love to somebody that left us a nice comment on iTunes. So if you want to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, maybe we'll read it. But it comes from Here for the Laughs. And it says, great host with an addictive game. Sometimes I can't help but sing along.
Wow. Nice. Okay. Trying to say my job.
Kind of like the best of all worlds. You get a little bit of trivia, you get the nostalgia of the movie, and you get to sing along with the tunes. That's everything that I like about
that. Yeah, that's the trifecta. Beautiful. Thank you for that comment, Here for the Laughs. Love it.
Yeah, we thoroughly appreciate it. Everybody that leaves us those comments across all the various social media stuff we have. It's our way of saying thanks. Try and highlight one of those every once and again. All right. Are you ready to begin today's game?
I'm very excited to bring him in, yeah.
All right, the first gentleman coming on to the show. You know him from the big screen, the small screen, and everything. And according to him, he could be the... I'll let him say it. I actually don't know if I can say this, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
Oh, I've got a look of disgust in the window below. We'll have him explain it. Please help us welcome back to the show, Mr. Sam Levine. How are you?
I'm well. You coward.
I did cower.
Absolute coward.
Full-on coward. I admit to it 100%.
You asked me 2 minutes ago any special intro you want, and I said yes. I told you exactly what I wanted you to say, and now I'm going to ask you to say it, Matt. What did I ask you to say?
I wanted verification. If that was in fact true, you'd like me to say it. He is quite possibly the only uncircumcised Jew. So, Sam Levine, welcome back.
Thank
to
you
the
very
show.
Much. That is how I'd like all my interest to be. I just realized I'm wearing black on black. It looks like I'm a floating head, but a head that may or may not be uncircumcised. No, I'm definitely circumcised.
Well, if like something starts to cover up your head, then we'll know you're uncircumcised and you're good to go.
There it is. I'm so happy to be here. And, that we could start talking about my dick right away. Very.
It's a first. I will tell you that. That is definitely a first.
Okay.
All right. Your opponent today. You also
follow that.
Yeah. Speaking of dicks, here comes the next guy.
Exactly. We don't know the state of whether or not he's uncircumcised or not. He didn't offer up that information, and I'm not going to ask specifically. So people out there, you can pepper him on Twitter if you want to find out.
I don't know. You can just tell by the twinkle in his eye.
fully circumcised. I don't know. That's my guess. Anyway, please help us welcome back to the show. Brendan Meyer, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't want to betray anything one way or another. I don't want anyone to read into my
He's Canadian.
Facial. Yeah. You know,
what is that? Like an actor, you want to be able to do any part.
Yes.
What does the beanie hat represent?
Oh boy. Oh wow. I knew it. I knew something. I knew even if I played well, something. I'm an unintentional sexual reference. No, I'm doing good. I'm doing
well. I guess for point of clarification, I am circumcised, Sam. So that's something we have different right there.
No, I am. I am circumcised. I don't know any Jews who aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, females, I guess.
Wow. Episode 172, baby. This is where we're.
This is where you guys get to the heart of the show here.
We won't even get to 199.
Yeah, this is the end of the show. This will be the last episode of Settle the Score ever.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, every week when do the editing, I just click the explicit because I don't remember everything that was said, just for safety's sake. Oh, this is the first time in a while where I'm like, clearly this is a joke.
Oh, 100%. People will be very uncomfortable.
Very special episode of Settle the Score.
Did you click the explicit on our early days parents episode in which you omitted the do you want to be a dick or not question?
I don't know if there was that function at the time.
Ah, interesting. Okay. So I think, from what I remember, you've only ever omitted the do you want to be a dick or not for parents being on the show, and then the Christmas episode for the spirit of the season.
Yeah,
did you say do you want to be a humbug? Was that what you said that time?
Ah, that's a good one.
Hey,
that is a jerk, maybe Grinch. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. Grinch would actually make more sense.
I didn't want to see the look on either of our parents' face if I said dick. So I just figured that was a safer bet.
Yeah, well, you could just send this episode direct to your inbox. That's a real present.
Well, my dad listens, so he'll enjoy this. All right, gentlemen, are we ready to begin today's game?
Oh yes.
Oh, we're here for a game?
A little bit.
I misunderstood. I thought this was talking tips with Matt and Andy.
Talking tips.
Oh, you got to be proud of yourself. The alliteration on that is pretty fantastic.
That was unbelievable.
And you think I was sitting on that joke for 5 minutes? Nope. Just
no, you can tell.
There's no way you could have known. Yeah. Yeah. That was great. That was spot on.
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's do this thing.
I do want to start a side podcast of this talking tips. We can bring in Sam opening week and then we just, pepper it around.
I'm going to start on the theme tune. Immediately.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Yeah. Can't wait to hear what that is, what the influences were for talking tips.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, here's the bell for round number one. All right, Brendan, you will have opening choice in this first round of 1 through 5.
All right.
Once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing.
All right.
When either of you think you know the movie, buzz in with your name. I will call on you. You're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points. And there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. Okay. And on the buzz in, it's whoever starts their name first. So it doesn't, I will pay attention. So whoever starts it, I can go to the tape and slow it down to quarter speed. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm worried.
All right.
All right, Brendan, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's show?
Let's do number 4.
All right, number 4 it is. Clue comes to us from our patron Houston Bodley, and it is Appetite for Destruction.
So I can ring in on this?
You can both ring in on this. Just buzz in with your name. And your clue again is Appetite for Destruction.
Silence of the Lambs.
That is correct for 10 points.
Beautiful.
Nice job.
Thanks.
All right. Bonus question was worth 5 points. You have a choice. You can choose to answer it alone, but if you get it wrong, you'll lose 5 points. Or you can open it up to you and Brendan. Nobody will lose any points, but he can cut into your 10-0 lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, I'll be a dick.
Oh, not just the tip. Full.
Yeah. The whole thing.
The whole thing. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. All right. Your bonus question is, what Monk actor plays James Gum?
Ah, my fake father, Ted Levine.
That is correct for 5 points. All right, it's 15 to nothing. Sam, you have choice. 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Lucky number 3.
All right.
Number 3 it is. Your clue is you're the only 10 I see. You're the only 10 I see.
It's not my way to love you just when no one's looking. It's not my way to take your hand when I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside of me. If it's a love you won't be needing, you're not free. Because I'm easy.
Oh, Brendan.
Brendan.
Nashville?
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
I was 2 seconds behind.
Yeah, no, well, that is the title. I was
As soon as you get there. As soon as you got there.
I kind of knew that was going to be my shot. So I was like, okay.
I thought there might be a chance just on that opening line. Oh, yeah. And then just the spark from there. But yeah, chorus. Yeah.
Well done, young man.
All right.
All right. 15 to 10. Brendan, right. Bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
I'll be a dick. I mean, hey, it's talking tips. Like,
it's talking tips time.
If you edit the beginning part out, that's going to be a very strange. It's going to play really odd. All right.
All right. Here's your bonus question. Nashville was nominated for 5 Oscars, but took home 1 from which of the following categories?
Okay.
Best Picture, Best Supporting Actress, Best Original Song, and Best Director.
So it would be Best Original Song.
That is correct for 5 points.
All right.
All right. Tie ball game, 15 points apiece. Right. Sam, talking tips now.
Oh, there I am.
Trademark, Sam Levine, 2024.
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Don't worry. We'll give you a passive royalty on every show we publish.
We're just ensuring you can't remove it now.
Okay.
All right, Brendan, you now have choice.
All right.
And you have numbers 1, 2, or 5.
Number 1.
All right. Number 1, it is. Clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is pros and cons. Pros and cons.
Sam. The Sting.
That is correct 10 points.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Bonus question. Tipping it or no?
I'll be a tip.
Oh, man. If that isn't in the chorus of the song Andy writes, we fucking failed everybody.
That's the sound drop right there.
It's got to be. We're talking tips. Just the tips.
Oh, you want a swingy, like.
I'm a crooner.
An old standard. All right. The tip for Levine. Here it is. What year was The Sting released?
1973.
That is correct for 5 points. I'll tell you, the hint is same year as Serpico.
Oh, I always think of those in the.
Now you might help. That's why.
Doesn't help.
All right. Makes it 30.
It was between the Godfathers.
That's right.
Sam, 2 or 5?
Lucky number 2.
Lucky number 2. It is.
It's 2 is shit. That's the.
Ah.
Your clue is O'Doyle rules. That's from Matt Scanlon. O'Doyle rules.
I almost want to.
Okay. Sam.
Yeah.
Sam.
The French Connection.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. I was literally going to give it at least 1 second. No. I should have just. All right.
You should have.
I should have.
Trust your gut. Trust
me. Well, yeah, I wanted to be extra sure, but you're right. You were too quick.
All right, Sam, bonus question. Tip?
Yeah, just a tip, man.
Just a tip it is. All right, here's your bonus question. What Exorcist director helmed The French Connection?
William Friedkin.
That is correct for 5 points.
All right.
All right.
I promise, Brennan, it all falls apart for me in the third round. No, Matt cooks it up in a way where I can't win, no matter how it goes for me.
100%. It's like the Jordan rules that the Pistons had for the Bulls in the late 80s, early 90s. We have the Levine rules.
They've got it. Just,
I love
fine.
It. I love
we stack the paint. Cool. We throw elbows. It gets vicious.
It's fine.
No, they told me this off air. Don't worry. I know.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
They already assured me of my victory.
I already know how this is going to go on fun.
All right. It's 45 to 15. We have one left in this opening round, which is number 5. And your clue comes to us from our patron, Troy. And it is playing the numbers game. Playing the numbers game.
I'm just a little bit caught in the middle. Life is a maze.
Sam.
Moneyball.
That is correct.
Right. For 10 points. Of course.
All right. 55 to 15. Last one. Tips.
Don't you know? Yeah, okay. I barely saw that, Sam.
Well, that's my finger. That's my.
Oh yeah.
Man, I'd be so pleased.
Is that the scale? Yeah,
just a tip. Just a tip.
Just the tip.
Just a tip.
All right. Here it is. Here's your bonus question for Sam Malone in Moneyball. The A's go on a record-winning streak, totaling how many games? And we'll give it to you if you're within 4.
Oh, I don't need 4. 22.
Technically you do need 4. It's 20. So you got the 5 points. 20 games.
Nope.
Is that wrong? I looked it up.
All right. That's all right. I'm within 4.
I mean, you got the
Here's
points,
what I know. Because so, the I could be wrong, but the Cleveland Indians a couple years ago went 23 games, which was the new record. And I thought the A's had the previous one. I thought it was 22, but maybe it was 20. I haven't seen the film in a while.
On August 13th, the Athletics began their AL record 20-game win streak.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I'm grateful that you gave it to me within 4.
Yeah. So you got the 5 points.
All right.
That makes it 60 to 15.
Oh, boy.
You are not out of this. There's a ton of points left. Here is the bell for round number 2. All right, Brendan, since you're in second place, you will have choice. And this is our 5-second round. So once you make your selection, I will give a clue. And Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. If either of you can guess it in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second 5 of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. And you both can answer in this round. Right. So, Brendan, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number 2?
3.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is Dire Wolf. Dire Wolf.
Did you say your name, Sam?
I did say my name.
Oh, sorry.
Cut out there. Sam, go ahead.
Oh, that's Pulp Fiction.
That is correct for 10 points.
Very nice. The Wolf, yes. I got to start taking some swings here.
It's all right. Plenty of points left. Plenty of points left. All right, Sam, your choice, 1, 2, 4, or 5.
Let's go 1.
All right, 1. This one is tough.
Great.
Letting you guys know off the bat, this one is tough. And I will say this, quite possibly the only music in the entire movie. There's one other moment of, but this is the only full-on music in this movie.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Is it Almost Famous?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It is not.
I've only read about that movie. I don't know if there's much music in it.
just a skosh.
Just a little bit? All right. Very good.
All right. Your clue is I'm too old for this shit. I'm too old for this shit. You can hear it as many times as you like if you want to hear it again. Yeah, don't know if it's going to help, but you do have the option. I'm too old for this shit. So if neither of you has a guess, we can go to the second five of music. And at that point, if you're still stumped, I can give you a second clue. You want to go to the second five of music?
I'm good to proceed, Brandon. It's up to you.
Yeah, I think I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine to proceed because I think, yeah, I'll just keep thinking.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to guess.
Okay. Second five, yeah. Okay.
Que si sta volando in alas, che si sta toccando il cielo.
All right, I'll give you a second clue. First one is, I'm too old for this shit. Your second clue is, are you Cohen my way?
Brendan.
Brendan.
Barton Fink?
Incorrect.
No. Okay. Should have thought more. Oh, should have thought more about it.
Well, if Sam...
I'll take a guess.
Go ahead.
A Serious Man?
Incorrect. Okay. I'll give you a third clue. You both can guess again after the third clue. So, are you Cohen my way? I'm too old for this shit. And from Houston Bodily, The Fugitive.
Brendan.
Brendan.
No Country for Old Men?
That is correct for 5 points.
I realized once I guessed, I was like, oh, that's the one with no music in it. That's why I was like, finally it clicked. Yeah.
The mariachi band wakes up Brolin.
That's right.
But he's like, what? He's all, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, finally that was it where I was like, oh thank goodness.
Yeah, it's the only time that movie's been on the show. No, just because it's fucking so music.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it fits all of our categories.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's both a crime drama, acclaimed 2000s. You nailed it.
100%.
Nailed it. And I can see why it has never appeared on the show for that obvious reason. I mean, it does.
Oh, yeah, but when we narrow down the parameters that much, it'd be like, well, this seems fair at this point.
Wait, is there a score? It's got to be a score.
I don't think so. Is it?
Not really, man. Go watch it. It's pretty much just dead air as you're following them around.
Yeah, I think I remember that. I haven't seen it in a while either, but I do think I remember them saying that it's like no. Wow,
yeah, there's nothing. Crazy. I just watched it not too long ago.
Nothing for Carter Burwell or T-Bone Burnett to do on that one.
Not on that one.
No.
All right, Brendan, you got the 5 points on that. Nice job. You now have choice 2, 4, or 5.
Five.
This one could be tough.
Okay.
It's nothing like is the difficulty level of the last one.
All right.
All right. Your clue is Uncaught Gems. Uncaught Gems.
Uncaught?
Caught.
Thank you.
Okay.
Snatch.
That is correct for 10 points.
Oh, yeah. Richie. Oh, yes. Okay. Good job, Sam.
Thank you. That's a great scene. That's right after their heavy guy gets knocked out.
Yeah.
Wow. Golden Brown by.
That was quick.
That I couldn't tell you. I knew the name of the song, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
What I asked Andy for.
The Stranglers? Like,
Stranglers, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great.
The scene where the dogs are chasing the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is this possible? And Andy was like, no, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I do think it's possible. I just didn't have, it was time. If I had if I had a full week and I was in the office this week, so I wasn't at the piano. So I changed it to that. But yeah, I probably could do it. So next time you guys are on, that will be in.
Can't wait.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
And silence for No Country for Old Men.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just nothing.
Yeah. All right, makes it 80 to 20. Sam, you have choice 2 or 4.
The deuce.
Deuce it is.
Mm-hmm.
And your clue comes to us from Joe Farrelly, and it's, I'm betting he's not real. I'm betting he's not real.
Brendan. I'm just going to go for it. Rounders?
Incorrect.
Okay. I didn't have a good guess, so I thought I'd get in there before Sam, just in case.
No, I like it.
I'm
betting
he's not real.
I don't know. The sixth sense.
Incorrect.
I didn't think it would be, but yeah.
So we'll go to the second five of music. And then after that, I can give you guys another clue.
All right.
So whenever Andy's ready.
Sorry, I did the first five again. Okay.
Second clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it's Howard University. I'm betting he's not real. And Howard University.
Oh, Sam.
Sam.
The Beautiful Mind.
That is correct for 5 points.
Oh. Yes.
I knew that score. God damn. You did the first five. I knew, I'm sure you're the same way around. Like, I knew the score, but I just couldn't.
Yeah, it was familiar to me, but it was like.
Yeah, that's not one I've rewatched a whole lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Before I had a car with
it's hard to know what to focus on in the clue, but now it all makes sense.
Before I had a car with Apple Play, when you could control your phone through the car, I used to get into this old car that I had, and it all the time it would kick in at full volume, like that really. Like, it's A Beautiful Mind, a kaleidoscope, like it's a face, and it's the first track every single time I got in the car. Is like, it put me off driving, honestly. It's good for the environment, that fucking track. It does like it.
All right, that makes it 85 to 20.
All right,
and we have one left in this second round. Your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is rat-a-tat-tat. Rat-a-tat-tat.
Sam. The Departed.
That is correct. Tim White. Brendan was like a half second behind you.
Yeah. Doo-doo. Yeah, of course.
Play the rest of it. That's what everyone wants to hear, Andy.
Of course.
That's a good track.
These movies nice are cool, though. I do like all these movies.
They all fit the parameters that we agreed upon.
I love it.
All right, so that ends round number two. It's 95 to 20. Brendan, you are not out of this yet.
No. I mean, this is it. This is all the comeback.
This is it. I had a great game. Oh, no, my connection's dropping out. Oh, no.
Now the Levine rules come into place. So, Brendan, you start up 100 points.
Amazing. As promised before the match. Excellent.
All right, here's the bell for round number three. All right, Sam, you will have opening choice since you are in first place in this final round. It's 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue. Okay. And then you will begin the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in.
Right.
4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once we have your opening bid, then we'll go over to Brendan, and he can bid one note fewer all the way down to 0. But we just trade back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score, And at that point, that person is answering alone. Right. The point values are at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25.
Okay.
If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for an extra clue. And finally, if your opponent gets a question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you guess correctly, you will double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need me to explain that again or any point of it, just let me know.
Yeah, actually, I do. Just I've asked for this before, but because it's so much to remember, the point values one more time.
10 notes and up, it's 10 points. 6 to 9, 15.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5, 20.
Okay.
0 to 2, 25.
Thank you.
And how many questions are there in this round, actually?
There are five questions.
Five questions total. Okay, just to be sure. Okay. And what's our scores again? How much does Sam have?
I'm just trying. It's 95 to 20 right now.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So it's doable.
It's doable. It's yeah.
Entirely doable.
I'm just trying to think about how big I got to swing once it gets down a few points. So we'll see. All right.
All right, Sam, 1 through 5, where do you want to begin?
The deuce.
I was looking at the other sheet and I just hear, da.
It's a great number because it's the number of shit.
Yeah, that is true.
It also means to take a dump.
All right, number 2 it is. Your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is your general feelings may vary. Your general feelings may vary.
Hmm.
So how many notes you want to open with, Sam? 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
I will open for 12 notes.
12. All right, Brendan, you can say 11 notes all the way down to 0 or tell him to settle the score.
Do 9.
All right, 9, making it worth 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'll go 8 notes.
8 notes.
I'm going to have Sam settle the score.
All right. On 8 notes.
I want to put the ball in his hands.
Right. It's worth 15 points. You do have your lifeline, Sam. And just so you both know, if you want to use your double down and your lifeline at the same time, you can do that.
All right. Oh, I see. To get a clue for your double down.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you so choose to use it. And Sam, your clue once again is... your general feelings may vary. You can hear it as many times as you like.
I'd like to hear it one more time, please.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Patton?
That is Patton for 15 points.
Great.
Nice job.
Yep. All right.
All right. Makes it 110 to 20. Sam, deuce is off the board, but 1, 3, 4, and 5 are available.
Number 4. It's like taking 2 dumps.
It's like, yep. Yeah.
Double deuce.
You're done, but then
suddenly you're not.
Yeah.
All right, number 4 it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst, and it is a river runs through it. A river runs through it.
I'll say 10 notes.
10, Brendan.
Go to 8.
Have at it, young man.
Okay.
All right. On 8 notes, it's worth 15 points. You do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue, and your first clue was a river runs through it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, and double down only works on...
on a missed...
yeah, okay. Yeah, so I'm... Geez, Apocalypse Now?
That is correct for 15 points.
I was like, all right, that's actually what I was thinking with the river anyway. And weirdly, that was the first thing I thought of. So, all right.
All right, gives you 35 points. And you now have choice 1, 3, or 5.
Let's do 1. It's like half a deuce.
It's like half a deuce.
I mean, at this point.
All right. Number one, your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is pipe dreams. Pipe dreams. So, Brendan, you open the bidding on this one.
Let's go to 6.
6, Sam.
This is how I lose. 0.
Okay, we can do negative bidding. This is the way it will work. Brendan, if you want to go lower than 0, we trade 1 a time. So you would go -1. You got to give us the movie plus director. Sam will go over to you. Then you got to go movie, director, and any actor.
Okay, I'm sorry, because I, not knowing that, certainly am entitled to start bidding negatives as well on my bid.
True, but we only do it 1 at a time. So you can go down a -1.
So this is my first bid, right?
Correct.
Forgetting that I just said 0, not knowing about your negatives. True. What is the lowest number I'm allowed to make as my opening bid?
-0.
-1 is the first
Technically, yeah. 0 is where we, if you want to get it a negative, then it'll be up to Brendan, and he would have to go. But if you want, we'll allow you to go -1. So you can give us that. But after that, we trade 1 apiece. So it goes -2.
Very well. -1.
So -1.
The point total is now at the max, regardless.
Is it 25 points? Correct.
Right. It's just whether or not I want to have the control.
So at this point, then you'd have to go -2, and you'd have to give us movie, director, and any actor.
Right.
And then if Sam wants to go -3, then it's movie, director, and any 2 actors.
Right. So I'm saying -2. And so the option is, so the option would be Sam, just because this is suddenly, so settle the score. The option, if I say settle the score now, Sam is the one answering, and he has to have an actor and the director.
No, just director.
And the director.
I'm going to go -2.
All right. Okay. -2.
-3.
-3.
So he has to have 2 actors, the director.
And the movie. So you'd have to, if you want to go -4, then you got to give us 3 actors, director, and movie.
No, settle the score. Let's go. Let's have Sam answer.
All right. Here's what I love about this. If it's the wrong movie, this is all just...
Yeah, at a certain point, it's like, now it's just, I'm hoping you miss, double down. Okay, so
I'm aiming...
Double down, though? For instance, like, if I double down on his question, if he misses, do I have to give all that stuff to now?
Just have to give us... Actually, this has never happened.
Yeah, curious, because now that I'm thinking...
This has never happened, yeah. Let's see if he gets it right or wrong, and then we'll figure out what's fair.
All right, I'm naming the film, the director, and 3 actors, right?
You said -4? 3.
I think I said -3, right?
3, so 2 actors. Film, director, and 2 actors.
Yeah, because I went to -2 actors. Yeah, I think.
2 actors. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe the movie is There Will Be Blood, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, starring Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Dano.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You thought it was too, right?
I like where your head is at.
Really, you had no idea? No, I mean, I know Pike. I was going to at least listen to it, Sam. You know, I wasn't, you know.
Well, no, you've been negative. I assume we were on the same track there.
Well, I was still. I mean, you still were going to listen to it, were you? I don't know.
So, Andy, what do you think is fair? Does he still need to give?
Are you asking me?
The rules
have gone out the window a little bit. So
I'm not going to double down on that.
Are you not doubling down?
No. I'm going to take the points. I'm not going to double down. I was just curious based on that. I'm not going to double down.
So from what I understand it, the rules that we've done so far is that like the bottom note you could bid in a general bidding war would be zero, and zero unlocks the negatives from there. Like you normally wouldn't be able to bid negative one, but that's just the way we've played it before. So it gets to zero and it unlocks the negatives.
This is why you can't have me on the show.
Sorry.
This is a great reminder.
Yeah. It doesn't
why in the early rounds I probably seem like a fun guest, but as it gets towards the end, no. This is
that's still fun.
I don't know what would have happened.
Bring up the negative because it happens only once every like 8 or 9 shows.
And it's always me.
Yeah. You have gone negative. And you have gone negative and gotten it incorrect before as well.
Yeah, I think did Ethan Irwin go -8 and get it wrong?
And get it wrong. He was on the wrong movie
and
he had to name 6 people or something. Is that
it was impressive. He got it all right.
He got it all right, but it was the wrong movie.
Well, I was prepared to go as many actor names deep and There Will Be Blood as necessary.
Well, Andy, you want to play it for us?
Yeah, I'll play it and see if
Brendan, you got the 25 points.
Yeah, I had to do that at this point.
Yeah, no, that was fun. I actually don't know. It's a good question. I don't know what would have happened if the double down. I assume you have to match the.
I would assume as well.
Should I double check? This isn't maybe because I haven't heard anything yet, so it's totally fair. I don't have to at this point, right? Like it's not.
No, you've already gotten the points.
No, but I mean in terms of like I'm not mathematically
mathematically.
No, you're not mathematically out of this yet. No.
Okay, so I'll take the 25. Yeah, that's what I have to do then. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I don't have to double down at this point.
No, not at this point. No.
Great.
Cool. Now I'll play it so you guys can see where we're at.
Oh, I've just watched this. Listen to this piece of music.
Yeah, boy, it rings such a distinct bell, but I can't play it.
Mm. And Pipe Dreams was the clue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I literally have just listened to that.
I'll tell you this much. It's titled in our notes, Ze Watanejo.
Shawshank.
Shawshank.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the Brooks was here, I think.
They use it.
I haven't heard that so recently. I was like, oh my gosh. Or maybe it's the main title, either one.
All right, so Brendan, you got the 25 points on that, which means you have choice and you have.
Can we get a score recap, please?
Yeah,
It is 110-60.
Okay,
110-60.
And how many? What, 3 questions left? 2 questions left. 2 questions left.
2 questions left. Yeah. Numbers 3 and 5.
Okay, let's do number 3.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue is one of man's greatest achievements. One of man's greatest achievements.
Okay. And I start the bidding.
That is correct.
I'm going to go right to 2 notes.
You get 4 is the minimum.
Oh, 4 is the minimum. Let's do it. 4 is the minimum. Let's do it. Sorry.
It's all right.
Wow. I'm
trying to drive those point totals up. Let's do it.
Remind me how the double down works?
If he gets it wrong, you can double down on it. That's the only time you can use it, and it'll double the points. But if you get it wrong, you get 0.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Settle the score.
All right. And I still have my lifeline too, right?
You still have your lifeline. This is worth 20 points. And your clue is one of man's greatest achievements.
Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
And just to recap, so I don't overthink, it was 2000s and 90s were the parameters, correct?
70s, 90s.
Oh, 70s, 70s is in there too. Okay, yes, yes, yes. I just had a thought of something, but it's in the 2010s, so it can't be that. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll use my lifeline for sure. Let's get another clue. All right.
Clue.
Yeah.
So Andy will read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline. Your first one, once again, was one of man's greatest achievements.
Okay, Brendan, your lifeline clue is Hawkeye the First Avenger. Hawkeye the First Avenger. And that's from Ken in our patron.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
I said that right as Andy muted his mic.
Oh, sorry.
My apologies, Andy.
No, that's okay. I was just getting ready for the next. Okay, here we go.
One of man's greatest achievements.
Oh, and wait.
The First Avenger.
Okay, now I think I'm starting to think, but what am I going to go with? Okay, I'm going to go with Heat.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
So, Sam, you can take the points. It's worth 20, or you can double down on it.
I will take the points.
All right.
Yeah. Ooh. Is it a Michael Mann film or was I way off?
Yes.
Yeah.
He kept emphasizing man more and more every time he said it.
Yeah.
No, I had that.
Right, well, I was trying to help both of you.
Yeah.
Should I play a little bit more?
It's part of my Levine rules. Oh, sure. Shit. Brendan's down. Let's fucking juice.
No, I had that. I kind of was thinking of it the whole time.
The problem was, and I thought that too the first time you said it, but then the clue was one of a Hawkeye, the First Avenger. I was like, is it MASH?
Yeah, but I thought of that too, actually. Yeah. I thought of that too, but then, yeah, I was pretty sure it was a man thing. Mm-hmm. All right. The last Mohicans. Oh, because his name's Hawkeye in that, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I didn't even think of that at all.
You dialed in on the man.
Well, it's interesting because when you hear a few more notes, it becomes more obviously that kind of score. But the very beginning of it kind of feels like any of those Michael Mann films. Like it could be like a...
You could easily. In my head, I count the notes until like, well, I think it's gettable.
Yeah.
Average person at this point.
No, for sure.
But that one's note progression is so quick. It's like 10, 11?
Yes.
All right. It's 130 to 60. We have one left. Sam, you've won today's game. But we will... We will do the last one just for honor.
Yeah, of course.
And Sam, you will have the opportunity to open the bidding on this.
300 notes.
300. Well, I'll give you the clue first. That might
I want Andy to play the whole thing. Let's just sit back, enjoy his musical talents, listen to some great film music, have a discussion about it, and then we can talk tips.
That's right. Don't worry. Tip talk's coming.
But that's why I didn't do as well in today's game is I came prepared for talking tips episode, not some score episode. So
this is a whole different area.
The problem is that if I had known, I've been watching all the other episodes of Talking Tips.
I didn't realize you were caught up. So good for you.
The Michael Mann episode was great, but he never mentioned Last of the Mohicans.
All right, so this last one, your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it is Bond villain. Oh. Bond villain.
Bond villain. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't know.
Do you want?
Sam's opening the bidding.
I'm opening the bidding.
Okay.
I'll open the bidding at 9 notes.
All right, 9 notes.
Eight.
Eight.
7.
You know, I want to see Sam give it a go. Come on, settle the score. Why not? Why not? You know,
why
let's
not?
Do it. Let's do it. You know, let's
have a note.
Sam's been doing better today. Let's see. Yeah. Get this one too.
I get the feeling I'm going to need my second clue, but whatever.
Well, you do have it.
I know. All right.
Your clue once again is Bond villain.
Bond villain.
Bond villain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna need that second clue, please.
Okay. Okay. Oh. There are good clues here, Matt.
There's a bunch of good clues, yeah. Yeah, disregard anything I've highlighted just because that was for me.
Okay, let's go with a clue from our patron, Andrew Scanlon. Sam, your lifeline clue is the hitman's boy to guard. The hitman's boy to guard.
Boy to guard?
Guard.
Boy to guard. Sorry. Accents. the hitman's boy to guard.
And Bond villain.
Oof. Can I hear the music again, please? Hitman's boy to guard. Bond villain. I don't want to waste everybody's time. I was hoping it was going to be the movie Blow with Johnny Depp because of Blofeld. Bond.
Okay, sure.
Not Blow.
It is not. It's not.
Thank you. Real quick.
Will you take a hit? No, it's not. It's about cocaine, really, Blow.
Yeah. The hitman's boy to guard. I didn't even know what those words mean in that grouping.
Well, but the hitman's boy to guard.
Yeah, doesn't help when you say it slow.
Okay, all right. Well, it's a play on hitman's bodyguard, but it's boy to guard.
Guard. I see.
I don't know how else to, enunciate to help.
Brendan, do you have any guesses?
I may not have the right answer to this, unsurprisingly. The boy hitman's boy to guard. Well, I'm assuming it's a movie hitman who guards a young boy, but I'm trying to like go through all the three decades of what that would be. Because I'm thinking weirdly, all the ones I'm thinking of are sort of like young girls, because I'm thinking of like Man on Fire, The Professional. Like I'm not thinking of one.
Sure.
I'm not thinking of the one where it's a young boy.
Oh, wait, maybe I got it. Is it Terminator 2?
No, it is not.
Then I'm
Is it In Bruges?
No, I'll give you
another clue. Recognize that at all from In Bruges. I know that's correct. Go ahead.
Another clue. Irish Goodbyes.
And it's not In Bruges.
It is not, no.
Wow.
Patriot Games?
No, but interesting.
Well, Irish.
Yeah, sure. There's, boy to
and
guard.
Sean Bean was a Bond villain.
I mean, he was.
I'm making way more sense with that answer than you seem to be finding.
Well, the Sean Bean I had forgotten about. I was more focused on is there a boy in that you could plausibly say?
I don't know. He's got a kid or kids, right? And the kids are threatened.
He's got a little girl.
Just the one girl? I thought it was a boy too, but maybe I guess it's just the girl.
Someone
was wearing a short hair wig. He thought it was a boy.
Oh, gosh.
It's fine.
Someone's screaming the answer at us.
Road to Perdition.
We should have let Andy play more of the music.
Oh, you mean that famous movie about a hitman guarding a boy and he's Irish? Right, yes.
Right, no. It's not just a boy, it's his son.
It's his son, yes. And then Bond villain Daniel Craig is the villain.
Yeah. There you go.
But Sam, you are today's winner, sir.
Thank you. Well, it feels empty after I missed that one, but thank you.
You won by 70. I'm not sure how hollow this is.
Yeah. This was a good test of the format because it stayed competitive up until the second last question, despite it being a blowout. So you need these games to show that your format can sustain a whole episode.
Sure.
that's how it works.
Yeah.
Well, same as winner, the floor is yours to plug, promote, say whatever you like, but go right ahead. Take it away.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Well, the first three episodes of Talking Tips drop next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
You can download them on everywhere you get podcasts. I'd like to thank our sponsors. I'll name them on the show. So don't you
know. Sam, is this the soft launch or the hard launch?
It's a very good question.
Which one would you say?
I think if you're coming with three episodes out the box.
Right.
Four Hymns is one.
Mm-hmm. And then, MailChimp, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. Gas station dick bills. All kinds. One of our major sponsors.
I love it. Is that just a lobbying group? We're gas station dick pills.
don't fight gas station dick pills. You can't. They got too much money, too much muscle behind it.
Exactly.
Them. Here's the only actual plug I have at the moment, which is, hey, I'm on Cameo. And if you've enjoyed any of the nonsense I've spewed here today, for what I think is a very reasonable price, I will spew that to you for yourself or anyone you'd like. And I, by the way, I really have to point this out. My cameos go on for many minutes. I do not skimp. I would say the average length of my cameo is like 4 to 5 minutes. I've been known to do 6-7 minute cameos. I will talk about any topic you'd like. And, of course I can do birthday messages, that sort of thing. But where I think I really excel is breaking bad news and apology videos. A very underutilized service on 100%. Cameo.
I heard about that. That was the most genius use of Cameo I've ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because most of it is self-aggrandizing, and that is most definitely not.
No, I'm like, hey, did you really screw up? Do you have to apologize to someone? And do you need it to sound sincere? I'm your man. I have made terrible mistakes in my life, and I've gotten good at learning how to apologize. Based on my own mistakes. So now let me take all of my years of bad decisions and put them to good use for you.
Look, we paid for one on this show.
We did. You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
We did. So
and was
that's
it worth
a
it?
Testimonial in and of itself. We Thank put you. Our hard-earned money up.
Was it worth thing. It?
It was 100% worth
amazing.
It.
Amazing. Amazing.
There you go.
We even got a, hey, does that work for you or do you need a second take? I was like, that's you know right. what? Not from one take Levine. Yeah. One take was all we needed.
The real measure of success is it if they get I forgive you back? Is that how it works?
You know, I don't
you apologize. You don't. Yeah.
I don't follow.
Yeah.
My work is done. I tap.
Guaranteed I forgive you.
I cannot make any such guarantee. I can guarantee it will be heartfelt.
Yeah.
I will say all the things you want me to say. But beyond that, I cannot guarantee forgiveness. I'm not a genie.
All right, Brendan, what about you, sir? What can people be on the lookout for?
Oh, no, I mean, just Brendan KJ Meyer on Twitter and Instagram, and you know, that's the best way to follow along with me and share any exciting news and this and that. And yeah, exactly right.
All right, well,
and buy
your...
a cameo for Sam.
Thanks,
you know. And I hope I get to be on Talking Tips. I don't know if my cameo length is as wide or as
it's
long
not about
as
the length of the cameo.
No. It's how you use it.
It's the girth. Oh, yep. I mean the.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
That's
right.
A different podcast. Different talk.
Yeah.
Of course, you'll be on Talking Tips, Brendan.
You're going to be the first guest.
Yeah. It's done and done.
Thank you. I love it. I mean, I was here at the start.
Yeah.
At the very tip, one might say.
I love it. You're going to be the first guest. And next week, we're releasing 3 on Wednesday, the Netflix approach to the podcast.
Well, we got to get you hooked.
Yeah,
you know?
No, we're just Hey, do you have seven hours to kill next Wednesday?
You should hear the cliffhanger at the end of episode three. The cliffhanger at the end of episode three is really...
It's going to keep people coming back.
And in the description, we spell that exactly how you assume we spell it.
Yeah, right. That's good. That's just good branding. That's just smart branding.
Honestly, the podcast is just me naming male celebrities and then a dramatic pause and then me guessing whether or not they've been cut. And 99% of the guesses are wrong.
We're getting a call from Spotify once this drops. They're gonna be like, you guys thought it was a joke. We're prepared to offer you a high
security. I will invite every celebrity I'm about to name onto the show. They all say no, but it can't. Every now and then,
but doesn't that confirm something? Isn't the no a confirmation of something?
Someone shows up to confirm or deny. My guess. The only way to know if they're there is to tune in. I'll never publicize if they were there or not.
Make it video, but we only see your reaction to the unsheathing. And then
I'm gonna sleep well tonight, knowing I'm about to make my my first million. This is
This is $1 million idea.
All right, Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, if you'll indulge me.
Oh, boy.
I wrote it. I wrote the theme to the...
Oh! We got talking tips.
Yeah.
A thing of beauty. That's how good he is.
Yeah. It's in 3/4 time, which I immediately hated myself for writing in 3/4 time, because as soon as Sam did, like, he wanted it to go talking.
Ignore me.
It's already written in it. What 3/4 time does is removes the idea that I could go 1, 2, 3, 4 skit and then go into it. But I can't make that pun. So anyway, here we go. 3/4.
Talking tips. Talking tips. Are you covered or uncovered or just a little bit? Talking tips, the balls and in between. Talking tips with Sam Levine.
Good for you.
Oh my God, Andy, that's incredible.
Genius.
Yeah.
I have to point out, this is a free podcast that people have just listened to. The amount of entertainment that you've received in the last hour, people should have been paying for this. This is ridiculous. Andy, that was brilliant.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
He wrote that while he was playing.
Exactly.
Music.
Yeah.
During the show.
The show.
Yeah.
There was no break. We didn't stop down for anything. No. There was no edit.
If you go back and listen to Sam going, no, I think it should be like when he said the swing thing, you literally went, talking tips like that. So I was like, all right, I'll mute myself and I'll do it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
I might have to clip that out and then just close out this week's show with that as the closing music instead of our regular. Maybe you record like a full clean one and I could put that at the end of the audio.
One, huh?
Nice. Yeah.
Perfect.
A cleaner.
cut.
Oh boy.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Best episode we've done in a while, so I thoroughly appreciate that. We got a new number one hit out of it. This is fucking
brand
fantastic.
New podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, brand new spin-off show.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out who from Sam's life is and is not circumcised. This is great. I am fortunately spoiled being a guest because I've already told you I'm circumcised. So
that's why I kept mine. You know, I got to make sure. Yeah, I got to get that. For, yep. You know.
Get that.
So talking about a parents episode you guys did earlier.
Brandon's on the first episode. Also, potentially on the first episode, Brad Pitt. Only way you'll know. Tune in, ladies.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the potentially
Brad,
is a nice
with
legal
a bunch
loophole.
Of, a bunch of question marks. Yeah.
Will Brad show up? Maybe. Only one way to find out.
Yeah. And that's every week. He might every show week. Up. It is every
He's
week.
The Matt Damon of this show. unfortunately, we had no time for Brad Pitt this week. All right, gentlemen. Well, that is it for Settle the Score. Looking forward to what time does that release next Wednesday?
It's next Wednesday at 4 a.m.
Four a.m.
Whatever time zone you're in.
Yeah. Well, and then it gets right. East Coast, so they get it on their commute to work. Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 You want to come in armed with that for the water cooler?
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys hear? You guys hear this morning's talking tips?
Pretty sure Char's going to have a say on whether or not we can talk about this.
But yeah. Paul Rudd was on. I totally guessed right.
Well, tune in. Sounds like Paul Rudd's going to be an early guest.
Could be.
Could be.
He's an early riser.
Anything's fine. Good for you. Good for you.
Excellent.
All right. You can, we'll have both of their social media links in the description below. So hit them up on Twitter. You can follow Andy at STS_Andy M, and you can follow me at Matt Knows. That is it for Settle the Score. We'll see you guys next week. Adios. Bye.